You are listening to.
Listening to.
You are listening to.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
BlackIsOnline.com.
Break!
What's going on, y'all? This your man Chris, one half of the Brothers Layman. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Black Is Break, brought to you by the Black Is Network. Hope y'all enjoying yourselves, having a good time, getting ready for Halloween. You know, the Layman family over here, we about to get busy. We are going to be the Marvel family this Halloween. My son started it off choosing to be Ant-Man. I came next. I was trying to be the Winter Soldier. I couldn't find a costume in my size, so I'm going to the store, doing the whole thing. Hammer, got the wig, all that. Let's do it. Then my daughter Isley decided she's going to be Spider-Girl. And my wife is going to be Black Widow. So we're going to have a good time. Make sure y'all safe. I love Halloween. I love trick-or-treating. Especially now I got kids. I can do it again. That's fun. So I'm ready for it. Hope y'all enjoyed the feedback episodes that we dropped the last couple weeks. I want to thank all y'all for y'all support and let us know how you feel about us and makes us feel good. And let us know that what we're doing is reaching some people and y'all enjoying us. So we appreciate that. So we're putting out a throwback for today. And this is in When Black Men Speak series a few years ago, early on. My wife Casey, you know, she's hosting a group of us, all men roundtable. Myself, Tash, Mr. CEO, Merc 80, Aaron, and Troy. It was a good one. We're discussing romance and if it's still alive. You know, has the idea of it changed? Can it exist in this day and age of dating and just the dating scene? So it's real good, man. Hope y'all enjoy it. You want to leave us any comments or any feedback or just want to know more about us, you can find us at blackisonline.com. We're on iTunes, we're on Stitcher Radio, we're on TuneIn Radio, we're on SoundCloud under Black Is, Facebook Black Is Magazine, on Twitter Black Is Online. You can email us at kc@blackisonline.com. You can hit us on the hotline 323-455-4219. Thanks again for checking us out and enjoy the show.
Welcome back to the Black Is 10-Minute Break with yours truly, Casey Layman. Tonight is another special episode of the Black Is 10-Minute Break. It is the Black Men Speak Roundtable. We have all black men here tonight. Our special guests are Chris Layman, my significant other, Yohanse, a.k.a. Merc 80 of Merc80.com, Tash Mosley, talent manager and film producer, Aaron Wilson of 20th Century Fox, Troy Moore, a.k.a. Triz, Inglewood Triz, 1/4 of the CSI Boys.
In the building.
And Last but not least, Ashawn James, also known as Mr. CEO of the Black Is Family. And tonight's topic is romance still alive, gentlemen? And let me just start the conversation off because I want to tell you where this came from. And I'll try to make it as brief as possible. I recently took Christopher on a surprise trip out of town to go see his love, Layla Hathaway. And the whole trip was a secret. I planned it, booked the flight, got the hotel, got the tickets to the show, packed our things, co-conspired with his boss to pick him up and make him think we were going to quote-unquote lunch when actually we were headed to the airport. And when I would tell people that I was planning this little trip for him, I got more surprised responses like, wow, you're really going through a lot for your husband. Like, that's really special. And I'm thinking, why is this such a surprise? You know, the man works hard. He helps keep a roof over our head, takes care of me and the baby. He needs a break. I need a break. Why not give him a nice surprise? And what that made me think about was that dating has changed in the sense, well, let me backtrack. Romance. The idea of me making this grand romantic gesture to my husband was like doing something out of the ordinary. And whenever we talk about romance, it's always in the guise of what a man does for a woman, usually. Rarely do you hear about what women do for men. That's just like, oh, that's on some new shit. And what it made me think about in regards to dating is that nowadays, what this has done is create this new millennium woman, this new millennium man that come together. And when they date, dating is now become an exchange of goods. So if I take you out and I pay for this date, then you owe me something at the end of it. I've paid for the date. I've paid for the movie. I paid for your dinner. I paid for the gas that's in my car. So what are you going to give me? And a lot of women are actually feeling like they have to pay up at the end of the day. And so my question is, can real romance exist in this sort of exchange? You know, if there is no like just genuine romantic butterfly feeling that just kind of builds over a process of time, but dating is now an exchange of goods, not a courting or getting to know people, but an exchange of goods. Can real romance exist? And it, you know, why is romance only looked at in this one perspective? Men being romantic towards women and women not being romantic towards men. Why is that so weird and out of pocket?
Man, I tell you what, I remember I talked to one of my friends about this a couple years ago. And I think he had just started dating this girl and she had done something. But I was like, yo, man, what would you do if she got you like some Wu-Tang tickets and stuff like that and like took you to the show? He was like, oh, it's a wrap. Like it's this understanding of like when you do something selflessly for another person to show that you appreciate them or whatever. And if a woman does that for her dude, knowing like she probably doesn't really like Wu-Tang Clan or whatever, but she's like, I got two tickets. I want to go with you and I know you love them. So why not? You know, it's that selflessness, but a lot of people don't do that. Everybody I think has different rules on what they do when they're dating. My rule is that I'm going to pay for the date, at least 90% of it, or you might pay the tip or something like that, but I'm going to pay for the date. But I don't necessarily like if a girl comes expecting everything, you know, because if I'm picking you up, I'm taking you out, we're going to do whatever, like movies, dinner, whatever. I'm going to pay for that, but if there is an expectation that you are being served, then that's when it's kind of like, no, like I'm doing this because this is what I do. But you know, if you just expect this kind of treatment just because, and that to me kind of leaves kind of a line of where it becomes kind of abused. So it's like, hey, what are you doing tonight? You want to hang out? So then we go hang out and then you're expecting that I'm paying for everything because that's what I did the first time, but there's no interest. So if you're not interested in me, then if I ask you out again, then let it be understood. You know what I mean? So I think that there's been a line where people abuse this idea of romance. And to me, and one of the things that I'm going to say straight up, that I think a lot of men are not holding other men accountable for how they treat other women on dates or what they do. And lowering your that standard ends up lowering the standard of everything else. If you start treating a girl at the lowest common denominator, then she's going to treat you back at kind of the lowest common denominator. And I don't think that any men have checked other men on, like, pick her up. Don't be cheap like that, dude. Like actually have some kind of plan of a conversation or something, because that kind of sets a standard for everything else. So I don't know if everybody else necessarily agrees, but I think that romance is not dead, but I think that there's been a very big lack of appreciation because everybody's trying to figure out what they can do at the least, you know, the least common denominator possible.
Because I've even heard women say they've had a man buy them a drink at, you know, at the bar. And then, you know, we have a little basic conversation. And then in the conversation went, so, you know, what, we going home or what? And that woman, you know, thinking, okay, well, he bought me a drink. He's showing me some attention. He's cute. Let's roll. And I'm like, if this is what dating is decreased to, like.
Well, they decided to do that.
Right.
Yeah, that's, it's kind of like, no, well.
That's not right. A date. That's what you will call a one-night stand.
That's being fast.
If at any point that you feel that because somebody did something that you are now pressured to respond with that, that's not cool. You know what I'm saying? So dudes that are going out there buying the drinks. So I bought you 3 drinks. You flirted with me. We talked. So I'm hitting it, right? Well, not necessarily. Like, you should know that you're probably not.
That's
but
not cool, and it's also not game. Like, how can you know, the idea of seduction is you want to be seduced, and there's some fun in seducing somebody. Like, so if there's a chance that someone's been flirting with you and you've been buying her drinks, and if there's a chance of something to go down, like, okay, I need to keep this cool. Right. I need to make sure that this actually is executed until the end of the, you know, the goal. First, I think hats off to you for really planning that trip. I mean, like you said, it's something that was surprising to me as well. Like, oh, damn, that's nice. I wish my wife dedicates songs to me on the radios. You know, like, I wish my wife, buys tickets to one of my favorite artists, right. You know, out of the city, and we fly up and go. I mean, that's just something that's just sweet, thoughtful, and romantic. And on that, to that end, it's when I think about romance, just you having described that particular instance, of course, part of me just thought about the money that you invested into it. And I'm thinking, well, how do you show romance without, you know, spending a lot of money? Is it dedicating a song, or is it, little precious times? And that's a question. I know it doesn't really answer Kim's the topic on the table, but how do you show romance as a man or even as a woman without spending, let's go out of the city, let's fly somewhere and do a concert type money?
I think it's based on spontaneity and, you know, maybe a little thought into it, a little, you know, original thought as well. It's like you don't necessarily have to dig in your pockets and you know, go over exceed your MasterCard or whatever to be romantic, but you know, just kind of maybe showing up at her job or something with some flowers or something like that. That ain't, you know, going too far out of way, or, you know, just, you know, all of a sudden calling her, you know, out of the blue and say, hey, let's go to the park. Let's have a picnic or, you know, or anything like that. Like, hey, you know, we're living together. Just like, hey, you know, how about a foot massage? Just, you know, you had a long day. Let me massage your feet, you know, something like that. So I think just in a sense, like just, the spontaneity of it and just, you know, just you just being showing that you naturally care for, you know, in that situation would be seen as romantic, I think, to a woman.
Right.
I feel like if you know your mate, you know your partner, then you know what you can do without spending money. Spending money is the easy way out because, you know, I'm not going to say everybody got money, but most people that work, most people that, you know, got a little something in their pocket, it's easy to take you to the Olive Garden and, you know, buy some wine and do whatever. That's
fancy, huh?
Oh. You say the Olive Garden.
Yeah. I'm just saying, you know, she can get cheese on it and everything, you know?
All you can eat.
But I'm just saying, yeah, and this pasta joint. But what I'm saying is that could be, anybody can do that, you know? Right. Or maybe not anybody, but a large percentage of people can do that. And
what my point that I wanted to make was, if you know what the person likes and you know what they're into, you don't necessarily, like I said, spending money is the easy way out. Find another way. It's not going to always be, like you say, going for a picnic. That's kind of cliche, but if you know that that's what the girl likes, that's what you do. If she know, like you knew he liked Layla Hathaway, the concert was in Oakland, you did whatever you had to do to get up there to take him to the concert. I mean, you spent the money, but the money is not an issue with you guys. For that's your husband. That's what you wanted to do. But there are other alternative methods of showing your interest, and it even shows more of an effort when you don't spend money to show something special for this other person.
That's very
cool. But then not is just to say that, you know, spending money is the easy way out. It's what you do with that money. You know, like, you could just easily, with the money that was spent on plane tickets, hotel, like, you could have just been like, hey, here's a bomber jacket. I love you. You know what I mean?
Oh, you shouldn't have.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, you could, like, you know, it's all depending on what you do with the money as well, too, which I think kind of lends, you know, which lends to, like, the whole... I'm going to make up a word too. Romanticism.
Right.
That's a like word.
Right.
Is
it? That, no. That's a word. Oh, unlike shit. Spontaneity.
I like this.
Ingenuity and spontaneity.
This is the black man's forum. Right? Like I've had spontaneity.
Hey, but real quick. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, when it comes like down to the romance, like it, I think Troy makes a really, really good point, and it's, you know your partner.
Yeah.
And you know what, you know, what things kind of interest them. Because honestly, there could be something romantic and something that is not seen as romantic. Like, maybe you come home and do all the dishes and, you know, straighten up the front room. And then by the time wife gets home,
trading,
you know, she's like,
places.
I don't even, like, you know, I don't have anything to do. Like, I can actually just for real, like, come home and just relax and sit down.
Take a shower.
You know what I mean? Relax. Yeah. And I mean, there could be things that, you know, very romantic and things that, you know, don't seem romantic. Like, that's not like
you can run a bubble bath and light some candles for nothing. Yeah, it don't cost to do that.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
But one quick thing I want to throw in real quick is because
you got dish detergent.
Yeah. One thing I wanted to throw in real quick is that it's real different. As I was saying earlier, it's different for me being around black men who are, how do I put it? They don't feel like they have to be extra machismo about talking about romance. So, you know, when you talk about, like, taking a girl out and getting flowers and stuff like that, it's for some reason they feel like that's taking away from their manhood to walk around with flowers, or it's taking away from their manhood to, like, cater to their girl. So, like, what is there a line between simping, as it were, like simping and being romantic, or is there a
there
line
is,
between, like,
there is, because I would never bring flowers on a date. It's just something that I think is kind of cheesy and unoriginal, you know, unless
for a first date.
Yeah. For a first date. Yeah, exactly. I just wanted to add that about the flowers.
No, I mean, but then there's this whole, I think that with that, now you kind of start to tread into the line of this whole idea of tricking.
Right.
And guys not wanting to come out and not wanting to trick. Like,
you ain't tricking now, if you got it.
Yeah. Now, where all that comes from, like, I kind of feel like a lot of it stirs from, you know, I feel like it's a lot of culture, or it stems from the culture, and I want to kind of feel like hip-hop culture. Like, it kind of came out like, oh, I don't trick on these hoes and
right.
blah, blah, blah. And I feel like that's where a lot of it comes from. So now it's considered tricking to then want to try to do something nice. You know, but this at the same time, I don't feel that it's tricking, not if you don't got it. I feel like even if you got the money, you can still be tricking. But if it's your girl, if it's somebody that you're, you know, that you are invested in, it's not like
genuinely care for
the
person, yeah, then it's not tricking.
Yeah.
It's tricking if it's just ends to a mean. You're only doing it because you want some type of gratification or satisfaction for doing it.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to doing it so that person can receive that satisfaction.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Then you're tricking.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I would come out and say that the trip was nice and totally unexpected, and I did appreciate it.
Yeah, if you had a Twitter, you would have known, because we all knew. It
would have been harder for her to keep it quiet.
Yeah.
But part of it was not even only the trip. It was her actually taking me to see somebody who, as she admitted, I am attracted to. And I know as guys, I mean, you take your woman to see the soul singer, you know, Barry White back in the day.
Maxwell.
Where it's like...
Usher.
Right. So you know that, but you don't, you know, you wouldn't think a woman would do the same thing. Mm, it's like, yeah. Oh, you like this chick? Yeah, we ain't going to see her. So, I mean, that actually meant a lot to me. But, I mean...
How special.
It's getting touching in here.
Man. If this was on Ustream, y'all would, man.
To kind of speak on from, you know, even though I am married, but just to speak on maybe from a single brother aspect, you know, it's like saying that, you know, some people say chivalry is dead. Well, I say romance is in ICU then, you mm-hmm. know. And it's like because of the hip hop culture has just tarnished, you know, what it means to be romantic and to show emotion. Whether it be a first date or a fifth date, it's like, you know, I got to do it for something. There's got to be a reason for me to do this. But also, you know, the fact that, you know, some women are out there expecting it, you know, it kind of turns the guy off. Where it's like, right. You know, just from a simple aspect of like, okay, you know, I'm a gentleman, so I will open the door for you. But if you get to the door and you just stand there with your arms folded, like waiting. Then it's like, well, hold up, you know, just your tone, your attitude, and that's like you just expecting this. Like, you know, go ahead and reach for the door. But I'd be like, oh, no, I got this door for you. I, you know, if I get to the door first, I open it or whatever. Or, you know, you about to sit down. You know, go ahead and act like you about to sit down. You know, but I'd be like, let me grab this chair and get it for you. Don't just stand there like, you know, have to open, you know, pull my seat out or open this door.
Right.
So it's like just from that standpoint of like women expecting, you know, a guy to be romantic and a guy to do this. It's like, you know. Your actions is showing something just that's turning a brother off.
But here's my question. I was going to say, onto that point, though, that's not chivalry anymore. That's basically you telling me what to do.
Right.
Right. Like, the chivalry part should be, let me get this for
right.
you.
Right. Allow the man to be who he's going to be. And then you will see if you even need to go further. Because if you put him in the predicament where he only has this one option, you'll never know who he really is.
And see, I guess my thing was, I was thinking to myself, as a single woman, I did have certain expectations of men. I expected to be respected. I expected for them to be gentlemen. But it wasn't like... I wasn't raised to be the sort of person who would stand at the car door waiting for somebody to open it. I just opened it. But... I think it's healthy for women to have certain expectations of men just based on how they were raised and groomed. You know, sure. you don't expect the man to just, you know, be on his cell phone the entire day. You expect him to have a conversation with you. And so I think there's a certain amount of healthy expectation that's necessary. But I guess bringing things back to center, what's scaring me is that more of my single sister friends younger than me within my age range, I'm not hearing any talk about romance in their happenings with men, in their exchanges with men, and specifically with black men. Anytime I start hearing about romance happening, it's because they've dipped out and they done tried somebody else. And now they like, yeah, he's doing 10 times what bro was doing. I don't even think I'm coming back. And like, I'm all for like finding love where you can find love, because life is short, love is hard to find. But I know a lot of these women want to be with black men. And so I'd like to hear more of their exchanges be positive. And granted, mind you, I know it's not always the brothers. A lot of my girls' expectations are, y'all gonna hate me, girls, but not sensible. They're just not.
They on that what Chili wants type of shit.
Yeah, it's the I don't have to do anything to get everything. And when I start talking my, you know, married mumbo jumbo, nobody wanted a single, my cousin said it best. A single woman don't want to hear nothing a married woman got to say. So even though I'm giving them my opinion and suggestions of stuff.
They want to hear from another single woman?
Exactly. Which is why they keep failing.
I don't know.
I talk to winners. That's what I do. How'd you win?
When you want to learn how to win.
What did you do to win?
Right.
Let me know.
But what about...
don't see Kobe going there talking to...
Baron Davis.
Yeah, I mean?
How did y'all lose 72 games last year?
I got these rings. What are you doing?
Well, let me ask you all this. And Aaron and I actually touched on this when we had sort of a preface to this larger conversation. I'm old school. I came up in a time when, you know, it was not it was not the thing to be promiscuous. You could know what you wanted, but it was just, you didn't do it to, you didn't have sex with everybody. Head was not a kiss. The world has changed since then, and people are getting down a lot differently when it comes to sex. And it's very much this mentality of everybody has to get theirs, however that is. How do you determine, and I guess this is a better question for the single man or even maybe the newly married man. How do you determine the difference between a woman who was really promiscuous versus a woman who was just independent and sexually mature and ready? You know, how do you determine that? Because that to me would help you decide who you're being romantic with and who is just the one night stand.
I would say it is probably determined in your conversations and dealing with that person. Because I don't think that every woman who sleeps with somebody on the first night means that they do this on the reg. But there are some, and I maybe even say a majority. I don't know the specific number. But I feel like you can start to have conversations with these people and then get to understand if they are sexually promiscuous, like on a routine basis, or this just happened to be, man, I had a really nice time. I think I actually really like this guy. And I don't have, I, you know, back when I was actually dating, like I never took it as, you know, if I got to, you know, if I got to, you know, bed down somebody on the first day, on our first date, like I never looked at it as a negative. I looked at it as, you know, man, she's somebody who knows what she wants out of life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But then you can tell from further conversations you have with that person whether or not they're like, okay, well, now you're just going to continue just to be somebody that, you know, I call up at 12 and then, mm-hmm. you know, come through. Or it's like, or if you're going to be somebody that, hey, I can actually be seen in the daytime with you.
Right.
I feel like it's just going to be your interaction. Then you're going to have to try to tell and decide. Like, because, I mean, you know, just to be blunt, like, you know, hoes will let you know they hoes.
Right. Like, or you, be, you, can, be real. You can always check the resume. You can run the track record and you'll know. You know what I'm saying? It's just, I mean, you, like he said, you got to know who you're dealing with. You know, if you do everything that you do with a person, it comes a time and point where something's going to come out. The truth is going to always surface. You can't just.
Eli is in the building. That's the next generation of black men. Sorry, Tris. Keep going.
Nah, what I was saying was, it's like, you know, like he said, you can tell by your interaction with whichever person that you're dealing with. If she, a hoe, like he said, a hoe is going to be a hoe. She's going to carry herself in that manner. You know, and you'll be, if you can't read that, then it's going to be your mistake.
Okay, do me a favor, gentlemen. Lay it out for the sisters who are confused and who think that they are not doing anything wrong, but the message and signals that they are sending is that they are a hoe. Can you all just be blatant and say, this behavior is hoeish behavior. This behavior is not. Because I honestly think some women don't know.
I don't know. I feel like it's a little bit different because my thing is that you should already know the answer to that question. If you walk around not able to sleep well at night because you did something that you feel like you shouldn't have done, then you should know whether or not you should have done it. If you acted on your own decision and you're fine with it, then whatever I say or whatever any other dude calls you isn't going to matter. You decided to sleep with who you wanted to sleep with. I start calling a woman a hoe, really, if she starts trying to cover it up. Really, because there's a lot of girls that try to pretend like they're not sleeping with a whole bunch of dudes or like they didn't sleep with the homies and all this other stuff. And it's like, and then they, you know, they try to do the righteous thing. Oh, girl, you know, you shouldn't do this, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, no, I already know like six dudes that know each other that all got with you and all that other stuff. So there does come a point where if you're not acting as the own decision maker on who, what you're trying to do, then there comes kind of a point where it's like you're just trying to cover it up to look good, but you're not. And I'd much rather a girl that's all like, look, I'm trying to get mine. I'm just trying to have some fun. I'm being straight up. I have a standard of a guy that I will sleep with and standards of dudes that I won't sleep with. And I have some kind of moral understanding and I'm not just going to sleep with every damn body. And I mean, even with dudes, like, there's even guys, like, once you get to a certain age, it's like, dude, like, you're sleeping with every girl and none of these girls are, you know what I'm saying? Like, what are you really doing? So my thing is like, you know whether or not you are. You know what I'm saying? And if you want a definition from a dude, like some dudes call women hoes just because they don't want their boy to mess with them. And so it's all like, oh, don't mess with her. She's not good. But it's like, you know.
Here's the definition for me. And it's not so much as a hoe, because I've had women who aren't, you know, quote unquote, sluts who have still done this, and this is still just not a good sign. If your self-worth in the relationship is so much that I can put in like minimal effort, and basically all the effort is just for us to have a booty call or, you know, just to have a fling whenever I call, and you are still like available and on me like white on rice, and you have no expectations for a certain amount of work or chasing that I have to do, then I'm just like, oh, okay, not anybody worth my time. Now, I wouldn't necessarily call her a hoe because of that. I'd just be like, yeah, she doesn't know how to treat herself well, but hey, you know, if she wants to be a doormat, then so be it. And I try not to treat them like a doormat, but I know the amount of energy I'm willing to put in for that type of person.
I guess I brought up the question because I'm thinking about this generation being raised on hip hop and not just the music, but the imagery. And I think a lot of women learned through hip hop music videos what they believed men want. And sex, of course, would be at the top of that list. I mean, we all grew up looking at the videos with all the girls who were scantily clad, greased up, dancing on cars with money and champagne being sprinkled on them. And for some, that became, oh, that's what men want. That's the ideal. That's what guys are looking for.
That's a fantasy. And everybody has a fantasy. Women have a fantasy of the type of men that they desire, as well as men have a fantasy of the women that they desire. But what it all boils down to, if you're talking about who you want to be with, who you want to build with, who you want to start a family with, who you want to, you know, start a foundation and prosper with, that's not at the top of the list.
Right.
At least not for me. I can't speak for everybody, but not for me. Now, that's not to say that I won't look at the video because it's naked women dancing and looking good or whatever, whatever. I'm still a man. It's not to say I won't take them down. You know what I'm saying? But everything has its place. It's entertainment. It's for a purpose. You know what I'm saying? And that's cool. But it has to be much more, at least for me, if we're talking about a relationship, we're talking about a girlfriend, wife, life partner, whatever you want to categorize it as. Excuse me, as you can get into, we can go back and forth all day as far as how women dress and the signs that they put out and why people say that they're this or they're that. But like he said, what it boils down to is that person's self, what they believe in themselves, how they treat themselves, how they interact with other people, and what they believe in. If that's their lifestyle and they choose to live it, then that's they're going to have to deal with the repercussions of their actions, you know, at the finale of their life. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That's going to be on them.
But don't complain when you start dealing with the consequences. Like,
right.
Troy's saying, like, you can have freedom of choice. You can choose to live your life however you choose, but you don't get freedom of consequence.
No, you don't.
So when that consequence comes around, you need to be able to live with it.
Right. Basically what he said, you make the decisions, you make your bed, you got to lie in it. Now, if you made the bed and you don't want to lie in it, that's a whole nother topic, whole nother discussion. Why don't you want to take responsibility for your actions? If you're not grown up enough to take responsibilities for your actions, then you need to stop doing whatever it is that you're doing or do what you can handle.
Okay. So in summation, gentlemen, is romance still alive? One word answer.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. It is.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe.
That is one word, even though it's two syllables.
It's X-Files.
Okay.
The answer's out there.
I feel like I want to bring this back to the table, too, when we have
females
women here.
Around.
That's cool. We have women here. That's the new thing, too. Women are starting not to like to be called females.
That's, I mean, you know what?
I don't know what that's
about. You know
about.
What?
Well, what
we
is
gotta,
it then?
We got to stop some of this. Some of this stuff is like, look,
what
you know what?
I don't know. I know I'm a woman and a female.
Are you
so
taking
that
it off the app, job applications? Like male or female? You gonna,
I don't know.
You going to check other on that box? What is
I
that?
I only seem to find that, I'm just real quickly, I only seem to find that discussion amongst black women, and there's this, also this issue that I think needs to be discussed about quote-unquote educated feminist black women, where they feel that anything that deals with femininity, if a man addresses feminine, then that means that we are now making you lower than us. And I think that that's actually a deeper problem within women, to think that if we address your femininity that we're now making you lower than us. That doesn't, I mean, I'm not with that.
I actually have an issue with the whole male female thing. I just think it doesn't acknowledge, I know we're wrapping up, so I'll just say this. It doesn't acknowledge the fact that I'm a man, and it means much more than just being a male, and that a woman is a woman. It means just more than, you know, having ovaries and being a female. Like a dog is a female, a cat, you know, it's just the sex. So
sure.
As a sign of respect, and when you talk to people, I think it's a good habit to call women women.
Yeah. All right. And I just want to say real quick, in regards to the whole romance piece, that I think is, I've been thinking about, is just a test. And I like, when I was single, like going out and just dating anyway. For example, you go out with, you take a woman out, you've been out 5 times. You guys go to movies, events, whatever. If at no point at all during those 5 dates does she offer to at least contribute to anything, in terms, I'm talking about even like just valet.
Preach.
Maybe you'll buy a drink. Maybe you'll pay for the popcorn. At least just say, hey, you know what? You need some, you know, you want some money for this? Okay, no. If you don't do it at all, guys notice. And I know women notice everything and don't think guys pay attention to all that, but we do pay attention. So that is something just to be aware of.
I'm going
to
say 5. That's leeway.
3.
Right.
I'm even going to say that's leeway. I need to hear that on the first date.
Yeah.
It ain't like I'm going to take you up on it.
Right.
But I'd like to hear
it. You like to hear
it. And then I'll be like, no, don't worry, I got it.
Right.
You like
it. It lets me know that she's like, I don't, you know, not like, I'm against these social norms or whatever. You know, it's just more so like, hey, I understand. Hey, I can help pay or contribute. And you'd be like, no, don't worry, I got this. But just the fact that you even offer automatically,
goes,
that's like 2 more points.
It goes such a long way.
There might be a day 5.
Yeah, exactly. That you may see day 5.
It goes such a long way. And a lot of women don't really, they really don't understand. They really don't, some women don't see it at all. Like, they really will go out with you and make you pay for everything. And knowing that if you offer it, you could really, you know, cement yourself in my brain for quite some time. But you would rather me pay for everything and then turn around. You probably even give me some pussy. You know what I'm saying? Real quick. And won't be a blip on the radar for the rest of my life.
Well, with that, thank you, brother.
I like you. We end on the pussy talk.
This will definitely not be the last time we do a roundtable with just the black men. Thank you all for joining us, and we'll check you later.
Thanks. All right, y'all.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Black Is Break. We'd love to hear your thoughts on the subject. Hit us up, let us know what you think. You can reach us on Facebook at Black Is Magazine, on Twitter at Black Is Online. You can hit us up via email at kc@blackisonline.com. Leave a message on the hotline, 323-455-4219. You can always check us out on our website, blackisonline.com. Thanks again. Thank you.